After defeating Kuvera, being pleased with his victory, Dashagriva took possession of the Pushpaka chariot. He mounted it and set out for the place of Kartikeya's birth, which was a clump of golden reeds within the Himalayas. However, suddenly, the Pushpaka chariot stopped ascending the mountains and would proceed no further. Then, as Dashagriva stood with a look of amazement, Nandishwar suddenly appeared before Dashagriva. This most confidential servant of Lord Shiva was dwarfish, misshapen in appearance, bald, and altogether fearful to look upon. Nandishwar ordered Dashagriva, "You must turn back at once, for Lord Shankara is sporting on this mountain." Hearing this, Dashagriva became enraged. While getting down from his chariot, Dashagriva demanded, "Who is this Shankara?" And then, as he looked up, Dashagriva saw Nandi with the face of a monkey, standing near Lord Shiva and holding a flaming spear in his hand. Upon seeing the bull carrier of Lord Shiva in this feature, Dashagriva laughed with great disdain. Nandi angrily cursed Dashagriva. "Oh, you laugh? Well, in the future, powerful monkeys will take birth who will annihilate your entire race. I could kill you at once if I so desired, but instead, I will let you be destroyed by your own misdeeds." However, Dashagriva did not care for Nandi's words. "Because you have so rudely stopped my chariot, I shall now retaliate by killing your master, Lord Shankara." Dashagriva then placed his hands underneath the mountain and began lifting it up. Then, as the mountain shook violently, Parvati stumbled and clung tightly to her lord. Mahadev then pressed down the mountain with his big toe, thus crushing Dashagriva's arms beneath it. As Dashagriva cried out in great pain and anguish, the entire three worlds trembled, so much so that even King Indra stumbled while walking on the road. Upon seeing their master's plight, the ministers of Dashagriva advised him to take shelter of Lord Shiva, who is also known as Ashutosha, because he is easily pleased. With no other alternative, Dashagriva bowed down and began glorifying Lord Mahadev, reciting hymns from the Samaveda. 1,000 years passed as Lord Shiva remained seated on top of the mountain. Then, Mahadev became pleased to relieve the pressure of his toe so that Dashagriva could remove his arms. Because of the fierce cries uttered by Dashagriva when his arms were being crushed, Lord Shiva gave him the name Ravana. And thus, from that time forward, Dashagriva became known as Ravana, because his loud crying had made all the demigods also cry out in fear.